and frightening situation.
And 3rd District Congresswoman Ann Northup of Louisville and her staff are safe. But Northup is offering a grim assessment of what may happen in the aftermath of today's terrorist attacks. News Radio 84's Chris Chandler spoke to her from Washington earlier today.
Congresswoman, what should we as Americans then be doing on a day like this?
Well, prayer is important. I think that up here, there is very little panic, great concern, but not a lot of panic. I think that we're all going to be called on to make sacrifices to address this crisis. It was shortly after that the plane hit the Pentagon. We could walk outside and see the smoke, and as I head out of town, I can see the smoke billowing still out of the Pentagon. And we're concerned about containing the damage and addressing, you know, certainly there's the chance of military operations, of, I hate to say the word, but of war, of hunting down the people that did this, of securing every facility now is foremost on our minds.
All right, finally, ma'am, you said the word a couple moments ago. Are we at war after these attacks today?
We are not at war now, but we well could be in the near future. This is unprecedented. It's, of course, we're not used as Americans to expecting or anticipating or dealing with terrorist attacks. But this attack is unprecedented around the world. There's never been this sort of a terrorist attack. And so you can't predict what tomorrow will be.
Congresswoman Ann Northup of Louisville speaking with News Radio 84's Chris Chandler. Our time now, 1:05 on News Radio 84 WHAS. Louisville International Airport, of course, closed down today by order of the federal government, as are all airports around the country. News Radio 84's Kim Gordon spoke with some travelers at the airport.
How do we protect against something like this? Are you going to put up anti-aircraft guns around big office buildings? To me, this kind of a threat is something that I just don't know how we live with.
Michael Crutcher of Louisville had been scheduled to fly out of Louisville International this morning. From Louisville, we go to Lexington's Bluegrass Airport, and that's where we find News Radio 84's Becky Bruce.
Bluegrass Airport is a ghost town. Like any other airport, the FAA has canceled all flights here, but there's one exception to the unusual quiet, the addition of police. On horseback, on foot, in cruisers, and with dogs, you can't even drive near the Bluegrass Field without being noticed. Inside the terminal, departure and arrival gates and observation decks are off limits. Only a few airport employees are out and about, most of them glued to television sets. At Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Becky Bruce, News Radio 84 WHAS.
As the terrorism story continued to develop today, the decision was made to evacuate the Capitol and the Capitol Annex. News Radio 84's Tony McVeigh tells us.
There were three meetings scheduled this morning. All three started on time at 10 o'clock, and those meetings were continuing even though people were gathering around television sets and radio sets and listening and watching to the events as they unfolded. But as the day wore on and the events became more serious, about 11:15, the chairman of the Government Contract Review Committee, Brent Yontz, said that apparently the situation in the country had gotten too serious, and he called for adjournment of the meeting.
Some of the governors attending the Southern Governors Conference are still in Lexington this afternoon. A short time ago, Governor Paul Patton told reporters.
So we are not moving anything by aircraft. We have four governors still in the state that are not going to be able to fly back to their home states in the next few hours. They're in the process of determining whether or not they will stay here or attempt to drive.
Eastern Kentucky University Professor Tom Thurman is a man with up-close experience when it comes to terrorism. Thurman is a former FBI agent and, in fact, was the agent in charge of the investigation into the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland.
It is painfully obvious that it's a coordinated attack by persons unknown. Terrorist, yes.
Thurman also says of violence like what is playing out today.
Sorry to say that it appears to be the a vicious circle that continues to escalate as the time goes on.
Tom Thurman also says he has little doubt the federal government will get to the bottom of the violence, no matter how long it takes. Throughout Jefferson County today, classrooms are following the horrific developments in New York and Washington at Male High School.
I think it's horrible because all those people died. And then little kids whose parents are like, we're in the World Trade Center. They're going to come home and their parents aren't going to be there.
Bringing you up to date on some other notes this afternoon regarding what is going on in the local area. The local Red Cross making an emergency appeal for O-type blood. The agency's closed most of its facilities to concentrate on two large blood drives, one at the Downtown Blood Center and the other at the Woodlawn Shopping Center in St. Matthews. All classes at Bellarmine are canceled for the remainder of the day, including night classes. All U of L classes at Fort Knox are canceled. Classes are continuing at all Louisville locations. The Humana Tower in downtown Louisville has been evacuated. Company executives stressed there was no threat to the facility. Officials simply decided to close the building in the aftermath of the attacks in Washington and New York. We're also told a large group of Humana workers in New York are safe, but their departure out of New York has, of course, been delayed. In addition, Oxmoor Center and Mall St. Matthews have both closed for the rest of the day. Churchill Downs Sports Spectrum will be closed today and tomorrow. Horsemen will have normal training hours at the racetrack. Everything is secure. The track is closed. No extra security is in effect. And Jefferson Towns Gaslight Festival party in Skyview Park this evening has been canceled. The WHAS Storm Team weather forecast from Kristen Cornett calling for a high temperature today of 82 degrees, overnight down to 57. Tomorrow up to 85, Friday up to 77. Right now, 76 degrees. And I'm Brian Rublin, News
and now,
Radio 84.
And now, continuing coverage on KISS 98.9.
Our news, weather, and traffic station.
Radio stations in Louisville and Lexington, thanks very much for joining us today. It's a very serious day and one that we have been following closely. We will obviously continue to keep you updated about all news that's coming out of Washington and New York City. It bears repetition in case some of you who are just tuning in are catching up on the news today. Obviously, this morning in New York, the World Trade Centers were destroyed by two hijacked airliners. United Airlines, American Airlines, both had jets hijacked. The jets crashed into the World Trade Centers. In one case, it happened about 8:30 as people were watching the World Trade Centers, the one World Trade Center burn. Yet another plane crashed into the second World Trade Center as everyone